USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Students in the nation's largest school district will soon be back in classrooms. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that the city's public schools will reopen for pre-K students on December 7th, with schools serving students with special education needs opening on December 10th. Middle and high school students will return to in-person learning at a date yet to be determined. The district had closed its doors about 2 weeks ago as COVID cases in the city spiked. Dr. Anthony Fauci says reopening schools is a solid strategy as far as the data is concerned. He tells ABC this week that the focus should be on keeping schools open while restricting bars, restaurants, and activities that contribute to community spread.
The spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected. So let's try to get the kids back, but let's try to mitigate the things that maintain and just push the kind of community spread that we're trying to avoid.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Two recounts in the presidential race have been completed in Wisconsin just days before results are certified. Here's Jeremy Scott from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Officials in Dane County, Wisconsin on Sunday released the results of an 8-day recount that gives President Donald Trump an additional 45 votes. A recount in Milwaukee County that was completed Friday went in favor of Joe Biden by 132 votes. The results of the recounts confirmed Democrat Joe Biden's victory in the key battleground state. On Fox News' Sunday morning features, President Trump made more claims of fraud and a rigged election.
We won the election easily. There's no way Joe Biden got 80 million votes. There's no way Joe Biden beat Barack Obama. This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election.
Trump has previously vowed to challenge the outcome in court. There's no word if his team plans to continue their legal fight. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The United States Department of Justice and three Central American countries have teamed up to crack down on violent criminal gangs. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and the U.S. Department of Justice have brought criminal charges against more than 700 members of MS-13 and 18th Street gang members, the Department of Justice announced Friday. Attorney General William Barr said a one-week coordinated law enforcement action under Operation Regional Shield combating transnational organized crime. In Honduras alone, the operation resulted in the arrest of over 75 MS-13 and 18th Street gang members, 5 police officers, and numerous search warrants executed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In the NFL on Sunday, the Buffalo Bills rode their defense to a 21-17 win over the L.A. Chargers. The Tennessee Titans took over first place in the AFC South behind Derrick Henry's 128-yard, 3-touchdown rushing performance. The Titans beat the Indianapolis Colts 45-26. The Minnesota Vikings rallied to score 18 points in the fourth quarter to hold off the Carolina Panthers 28-27. The Cleveland Browns stopped a crucial 2-point conversion to hold off the Jacksonville Jaguars 27-25. Following the game, the Jags fired general manager Dave Caldwell. The Atlanta Falcons defense forced 5 turnovers to lead a 43-6 blowout of the Las Vegas Raiders, and the New Orleans Saints trounced the Denver Broncos team that was forced to start wide receiver Kendall Hilton at quarterback because all 4 quarterbacks on Denver's roster were forced to the reserve COVID list. The Saints won 31-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.